Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. You're invited to the upcoming two-part program, Focus on Forage. In part one, we'll dig into three keys to improving both the productivity and profitability of your grazing system. Pastures are a diverse mix of grasses, forbs, and woody species. While some plants are valuable forage, others can become invasive. Lonnie Mangarelli, Southwind Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, we'll discuss effective control strategies. Annuals are most susceptible at the seedling stage. Biennials, such as musk thistle, are easier to manage in the rosette stage. And perennial weeds require treatment when plants are fully leafed out to maximize herbicide movement to the roots. Regardless of control method, timing and coverage are critical. And always remember to follow the herbicide label. Maintaining desirable forages and practicing thoughtful grazing management can greatly reduce long-term weed pressure. Dr. Tina Sullivan, K-State's Northeast Area Agronomist, will dive into fertilization rates and timing for cool season grasses, particularly smooth brome and tall fescue. When it comes to cool seasons like smooth brome and tall fescue, spring is a critical window for making sure your forage base gets off to a great start. Spring is an ideal time to pull samples so you can adjust nutrient applications appropriately. Balanced fertility is key. Nitrogen drives yield, while phosphorus and potassium support root development, stand persistence, and overall plant health. Timely spring applications improve green up, enhance forage quality, and help set the stage for productive grazing or haying throughout the season. Understanding your forage base is fundamental for any land manager. Whether you run cattle, sheep, goats, horses, or maintain acreage for wildlife or hay, all explore matching livestock to your forage base. Forage species differ greatly in seasonal growth patterns, nutrient content, and responses to shift in moisture or temperature. Cool season grasses provide their highest quality in the spring, while warm season species peak later and handle heat and drought better. Evaluating forage quantity and its growth and maturity patterns help you make informed decisions about stocking rate, grazing timing, mechanical harvest, or when supplementation might be needed. Matching animal demand or land use goals to what the forage system can sustainably provide improves pasture health, reduces the risk of overuse, and ultimately lowers the need for purchased feed or costly renovations. We'll cover all of this and more on April 1st at the McCune Community Center. A complimentary meal will be provided thanks to generous sponsorship from McCune Co-op and Halter, a technology company for ranchers. There's no cost to attend, but registrations are requested by March 25th so we can prepare an accurate meal count. Doors will be open at 5:30 and we'll start the program at 6:30. You can register by going to bit.ly/focusonforage, bit.ly/focusonforage, or follow the links in our social media pages or website, or call the office at 620-784-5337.